Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some rappers buy $1 junk food. But Lil Yachty and his candy isn't the only one. Future loves $1 fruit snacks. Offset loves $1 bags of Doritos. Joey Badass loves $1 honey buns. And Lil Xan ate so many $1 Flamin' Hot Cheetos, they put him in the hospital. But $1 junk food are nothing compared to flamethrowers, robots, diamond iPhones, and so many more things that rappers bought in this video, all the way up to a $200 million purchase. Things are only gonna get more expensive as we move on, like these next rappers who bought deadly weapons. First was King Von, when he was strapped with a blacked out flamethrower. Then Kodak's white and blue flamethrower almost got him in trouble with the police.
If you start a fire, I can call the police right now.
But Rick Ross bought the craziest flamethrowers any rapper owns. Cause after spraying a tan flamethrower in his house, he got another designed to look like a World War II machine gun and tried setting his pool on fire.
Oh, not there!
But even flamethrowers that cost rappers $2,100 are cheaper than the robots that other rappers got.
No!
Walking a robot dog down the street made this random rapper go viral, and he didn't just flex his robot on the gram. Later, he got it customized in yellow, pink, and blue, then showed off how it acts just like a regular dog. I'm just hoping his $14,000 robot dog doesn't try killing him like Speeds did. Besides, Kai Cenat bought Snoop Dogg an even crazier and more expensive robot.
What up, Snoop Bot?
Hell, I can't wait to take you to the hood. Come on, pal.
Robo Snoop walks, rolls around by itself, has its own facial expressions, even listens to all of its owner's commands.
Robo Snoop, where the bathroom at, huh? Show me where the bathroom at. This it right here? Give him a hug, Robo Snoop. Bow down to your master.
Yo.
You hear me?
Yo.
Real shit. This is my guy right here, man. I can't wait to take him with me, man.
But even though Snoop's new Robo friend cost $24,000, Trippie Red spent even more just to become a shark?
That's just
good.
Yeah,
that's good. You know,
with Johnny Dang, of course.
Shark teeth with the blue. What made you think of that?
Glacier blue diamond. Look like a shark. Red like somebody diamond. That'd eat somebody, you did.
Yeah.
Trippie really could eat someone too, because his grill isn't just sharp exactly like shark's teeth. It's made of rare blue diamonds with natural diamonds that say his favorite number on top.
Big 14, what the f*** going on?
And Shark Boy always has his teeth in, because the grill cost him $50,000. But French Montana spent even more, buying some of the rarest shoes on the planet.
That's a fact, nobody got these.
So old you, baby.
So old got these.
Only 200 pairs of those Air Forces were ever created, because they weren't just customized with Louis Vuitton's iconic tan and brown leather. Since they have Louis logos and gold lettering all over, French flexed them courtside at an NBA game, because they cost how much?
$200,000 on my feet, floor seats. That's a Lamborghini.
But $200,000 shoes are still cheaper than Logic's purchase that set a world record. Logic was constantly seen opening expensive Pokemon packs.
Five more packs?
Box, we're almost done.
Because he was searching for one of the rarest cards in the world, a first edition holographic Charizard. So once he saw one of perfect quality go up for auction, Logic and other card lovers like Logan Paul not only got into a bidding war over it, Logic even tweeted at Logan during the auction that he ended up being the highest bidder, and it set the record for being the highest sale for any card of that type when it cost Logic $220,000. But Moneybag Yo's even more expensive purchase got destroyed by a hurricane. Moneybag was speechless because his car didn't always look like that. His Watt-colored Mercedes had matching purple rims that said Bread Gang inside. Then the entire interior was also customized purple, which even had stars on the ceiling, so Moneybagg was always driving it. But even though a car he speeds in or uses for music videos cost him $350,000, Drake spent even more, getting the most expensive phone that any rapper owns. Now, it wasn't just inspired by one of Drake's craziest chains, this OVO owl that's covered in diamonds. His iPhone case is a mini version of that same owl in the middle that's surrounded by thousands of blue and white diamonds. This thing shines like crazy, which is only the first reason that Drake's jeweler tagged him in the post about it. The other reason was because the phone cost him $400,000. But what Eminem bought in another universe actually lost him even more than that. Because when rappers joined the rest of the world by buying NFTs, and even Gunna got his tatted, Eminem joined the club by getting a bored ape wearing a gold chain and an army hat. Now, the NFT didn't just look exactly like him and became his Twitter pic. Eminem turned into his NFT during videos, held NFT concerts, and everything about that was cool at first, until the world eventually stopped caring about pointless profile pics, which made NFTs tank in price. Nowadays, Eminem's $450,000 bored ape is worth basically nothing. But Kendrick Lamar bought something even more expensive, just to diss Drake. The other fashionable option. Kendrick trashed Drake the entire diss track while driving one of his most expensive purchases. And fans weren't just filming him with it while he was shooting the video. They were calling Mans the GOAT because of his blacked out supercar with matching rims and a blood red interior. Now, Kendrick's Ferrari doesn't just look hella clean or is the fastest street legal Rari ever made. It cost him $525,000. But there's two rappers who spent even more on some of the craziest chains that I've ever seen. Starting with Lil Baby's chain, he got it to promote his new album, Who Hard Is Me. Wham isn't just right in the middle of the pennant, it's surrounded by the Atlanta skyline inside of a giant Falcons logo and is covered in different diamonds, so this thing is always shining during music videos because it costs how much?
$600 on a chain, 2 M's on a range.
But Sauce Walker's chain's price was the same and came from his favorite video game. Akuma is a character from his favorite game, Street Fighter. So he not only got it turned into a chain that's flooded in different colored diamonds on the front, it's also gold on the back, which had dude acting like a fool when he got it.
Oh my god, is that Akuma from motherfucking Street Fighter?
But even that chain only cost him $600,000. Kendrick Lamar spent millions more to become the next Jesus. Cause just like what Jesus wore on his head, Kendrick copied him with his own diamond version of the thorns. And his crown not only took over 10 months to make, Kendrick wore it on the cover art of his album cause it cost.
We wanna know how much that thing is.
Three
what?
$3 million.
$3 million for some head is crazy. But three other rappers spent $4 million on such different and crazy purchases that I just had to put them all in, alright? T-Pain put a nightclub in his house.
It's Club Nappy Boy right here. As you can see, this is where we chill at. My wife got me this as a surprise for the house renovation. A fiber optic stripper pole. DJ set up back here, DVD player.
Dude really is in love with strippers. I'm in love with a stripper. But the rest of his crib is even crazier, cause T-Pain's got a jacuzzi that leads to a pool, a secret bookshelf that leads to a hidden room, and an arcade that's damn near the size of Dave & Buster's with TVs that pop out the ceiling.
Time crisis. Who don't like time crisis? Come on, it's time crisis.
Now, I could see that place costing $4 million, but I never thought I'd see another rapper spend that much on a watch that's so crazy, it needs 24-hour security.
Don't do this to yourself, guys. $4 million to the rest. It come with a 24-hour security. This how I'm pushing people. Don't do that to yourself, man.
Fatty was gassing up his own purchase because it has over 200 diamonds that cover every single spot on this damn watch. And being icier than a glacier not only got the watch named the Avalanche, you know it's worth $4 million when the only other rich celebrity who has one is Jake Paul's son. But the craziest $4 million purchase goes to Tyler the Creator. Because after making videos with expensive cars and even rapping about them, Ferrari popping on a 40 with a 5. Tyler was eventually seen with one of the rarest Ferraris ever made, a silver Ferrari Enzo. And it doesn't just have butterfly doors with a two-tone red and black interior. Fans are always filming this thing because it can whip over 200 miles an hour and, like I said, cost them $4 million. But another rapper spent even more buying something that no other rapper owns.
This is the world's first ever athletics venue with an artist having the naming rights, Pitbull Stadium.
Pitbull Stadium is the new name for Florida International University's home football field. And they didn't just get new Pitbull signs outside the stadium or this Pitbull-themed jumbotron. They sell his own brand of liquor there and name the stadium after him because his partnership with the school cost him $6 million. But Nick Cannon dropped an even bigger bag. On his balls? Because after having not one, not two, not even five, but 12 kids, then getting in commercials for ball cleaning brands.
Put your balls in our hands.
After that, Nick went viral for a secret about his sack.
Really going to get your nuts insured.
It sounds like it's a joke and just part of a, you know, shouts out to the people at Dr. Squatch, but it's a real life insurance policy on my family jewels, $10 million. It should have been 12 for $1 million for each kid, but it's real.
Your balls are worth $5 million
each.
A piece?
That's crazy.
But, but all right, a $10 million ball game is less than half the price a Lil Uzi's head game.
What do you mean by that?
All because of the jewelry he got surgically installed in between his eyes. This flawless diamond is one of the rarest on earth because, well, I mean, it's pink. So of course a famous jeweler was gassing Uzi's head up.
So by far, the biggest jewelry move of my lifetime is Lil Uzi Vert putting a pink diamond in his forehead. He took one of the most expensive diamonds in the jewelry game for hip hop or otherwise and put it right smack in the middle of his forehead.
And Uzi even flexed in the studio for the whole world to see. I mean, his head game cost $24 million. But Rick Ross spent three times as much on a crib so ridiculous, it can host car festivals. Supercars, old schools, pimped out vans, and even semi-trucks. Rick Ross is always having it all at the biggest self-made car festival in history. That's in his front yard. And that's damn near the least crazy part of his home. Just look at this place. Outside, he's got golf carts with drivers that even the diddler couldn't believe.
I feel like I'm at Universal Studios.
And the biggest residential pool in the entire country.
You are now looking at the largest residential pool in the country.
Then on the inside, Ross has a memorabilia room with signed items from famous actors and athletes. He even got a custom indoor basketball court where he's always hooping. So his mega mansion costs $75 million. But Drake has the second most expensive purchase in this video. And it's so crazy, it gets used by NBA teams. Now, alright, I am not talking about the basketball stadium inside of his house. We talked about that in this video of ours already, so go watch it after this. The other thing that Drake owns is a reason that the Sacramento Kings were on the news before a special trip to India. Their owner wanted his players to have the most comfortable trip possible, so they were seen on Drake's custom jet that's damn near a hotel that flies. Drake once gave us a tour showing off the interior that has LEDs all over, a spot to gamble with the boys, a huge TV, plenty of space to walk around. Then Drake completely customized the outside to blend in with the sky. It not only matched part of his Nothing Was The Same album cover, he also got Air Drake and other logos all over it. No wonder why fans always see Drake getting in it and film him flying right over their heads. Drake's custom jet cost $185 million, but the most expensive thing that any rapper owns goes to Jay-Z. Because after being spotted always drinking champagne and having it in his music videos,
may your glasses stay full of champagne, pockets full of money, this world is full of one life, one love, y'all.
Jay was on the news for investing in his own champagne brand that's not only made specifically in France, it comes in a special gold bottle with the logo on the front and sells for $350, but alright, this shit wouldn't be in this video if it only cost that much. And since Jay was always drinking it with other rappers or even making commercials to promote the brand, eventually it got released that this company was something that Jay invested into and it doubled in price. That means his $200 million initial investment made him over $200 million richer. So I can see why Jay owns one of the craziest homes in this video. But other rappers have their own water parks. One rapper's home almost killed thousands of people. There's even a rapper who whipped out his BBC on live TV. I know you're trying to see that. And don't worry, I won't tell anybody if you click it. So, click it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.